Our sixth week of Lent takes us to the scene of Jesus being crucified. Our imaginative reading comes from Luke 23, 32 through 43. And the meditation is to imagine this scene, to creatively put ourselves in the middle of the action, to soak up the surroundings, the feelings, the emotions, the activity. And this scene starts out like this. Two others, both criminals, were led out to be executed with him. When they came to a place called the Skull, they nailed him to the cross. And the criminals were also crucified, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. The crowd watched, and the leaders scoffed. "He saved others," they said. "Let him save himself if he is really God's Messiah, the Chosen One." The soldiers mocked him too by offering him a drink of sour wine. They called out to him, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." A sign was fastened above him with these words, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself, and us too, while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today, you will be with me in paradise." What's it like to see Jesus being led out to be crucified? What's it like to be one of these criminals along for the ordeal, to be walking with Jesus, to be crucified on his right or on his left? To be crucified right with him, an up close and personal view of Jesus on the cross. What's Jesus's facial expression like as he talks to his Father, as he asks for God to forgive the people that are doing this to him? What's it like to hear the crowd, the leaders scoffing and the soldiers mocking him? Imagine yourself as one of these criminals as I read the story one more time. Imagine yourself as the criminal who speaks at the end, the one who goes second, and the one who gets in on the grace of Jesus. Two others, both criminals, were led out to be executed with him. When they came to a place called the Skull, they nailed him to the cross. And the criminals were also crucified, one on his right and one on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. The crowd watched, and the leaders scoffed. "He saved others," they said. "Let him save himself if he really is God's Messiah, the Chosen One." The soldiers mocked him too by offering him a drink of sour wine. They called out to him, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." A sign was fastened above him with these words, "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself, and us too, while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God, even when you have been sentenced to die? We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." What are some of the feelings that stir in your heart as you see this all going on around you? Besides the excruciating pain of being crucified yourself as this criminal, what is it that draws you to Jesus? What feelings inside prompt you to speak up and reprimand the other criminal? To speak up for Jesus, to say that he hasn't done anything wrong. What prompts your belief in Jesus? And what feeling drives you to request of Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom"? What's going through your mind at this moment? And what about when Jesus turns to you? Both of you on the cross, both of you facing your death in excruciating pain. What's Jesus's facial expression like? How do his words sound when he says, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise"? And what stirs up in you as you hear those words? In prayer, bring these feelings to Jesus now. Talk to Jesus about what's going on in your heart. Bring to him your requests, the cry of your soul. What is it you want from Jesus? Consider the words, the promise of Jesus, to be with him in paradise as we put our faith in him. Take a moment to thank God for his promise of eternal life, for the hope that we have to be with him forever.